Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I am being played with. I feel like I'm trapped.
Oh my
God. I feel like I'm being tortured. No, in my own home.
Oh.
In my own home.
What's going on, dude? I knew this was going to happen. Can I just
say, are you excited?
You're
happy.
No. Yeah, a little. But not because of him. I'm tired of being the lone failure on the show.
Oh, buddy, I'm right here.
No, I know, but all of a sudden you've turned it around.
You two are together.
No. I genuinely do hope your life is crumbling. Okay, I am manifesting the crumbling ruins of the Parthenon for your life. No, but Aaron, you've righted the ship. I mean,
have I?
Well, I mean,
yeah, you're kind of living your best life, I thought. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
The ship has turned. You're going into real murky water, but it's all, like you've turned the ship around. And I'm just still like, I'm
360.
Just kind of, yeah, I'm still on the door going, Jack. Like, I'm not. The ships haven't got here yet. I'm just like, Jack, you seem cold.
Okay. I'll never let go.
Well, now I feel bad.
No, I don't know. Like, we killed the momentum of whatever it is. I want you and your whole life to be as successful as you're pretending that it is. but it does bring me a tiny little bit of joy that there's some human in you, and like something there's trouble in paradise. I don't mm-hmm. want it to be big trouble. Big trouble.
It's I don't know what it is. It might just be a me thing. So whenever we get a dusting of snow, right? I'm very like, I was raised this way. My dad goes to the YMCA before work every morning. So they play basketball at 6 or they play racquetball every day. Yeah, every day before work.
Wow.
And I go with them too. I used to. And if I'm back home, I go with them. We play basketball. So, but even if it snows there, then he just gets up like 2 hours earlier, shovels the driveway.
Wow.
That's just and like, still goes.
And then still goes to the
impressive.
Y. Yeah. So that's just how I was raised.
That's
like,
incredible.
It snows. You shovel. You clean the driveway. It's your responsibility. I don't know. It's partly like you're the man of the house. You know, my mom never shoveled. My dad did.
No,
it's like, it's your responsibility.
Like, I love that. And I agree with that.
I do too.
The same guy.
And so I'm just raised. Like, I see the snow coming and I'm already just calculating, like, when do I have to shovel? Because I want it clear. And that's just also, now, when you own a home too, I feel like there's a pride and you want your driveway to look nice. You take care of it.
Does your house face?
It faces west.
Oh, that's great.
But we are up on like a hill.
So you get shade or something?
Yeah. Our house is too hot. The way the sun hits, it doesn't actually melt.
Because I might not get up at 5 in the morning to bang it out, but this was actually a bone in my previous marriage. Like, she'd just get up and leave. And if you drive over snow and your house faces north, yeah, it becomes something impenetrable that you're going to need an axe to get rid of.
Yeah. Or a flamethrower.
It's like, if she's like, well, I'm getting ready to leave, I'm like, you can't leave till I at least shovel 2 stripes for your tires to go.
Yeah.
That it's at a bare minimum. Like, I will not let cars drive on my driveway. So I do, I respect that work ethic that your father put in you.
Good. Okay, thank you. And it's part of it's exciting too. I have a pretty small driveway.
It's like, pretty ridiculous.
I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm out there working hard. But also my dad doesn't, he will not buy a snowblower. They have a big driveway and he won't. And every time I'm out there thinking.
That's stupid.
But every time I'm thinking like, maybe I should get a snowblower.
You have a postage stamp of a driveway.
I know. But that's what I think of my father. I'm like, my dad shoveled today. Yep. You can do it. Shut up. You can
Good
do
for
it.
For you.
So I'm out there, we got a dusting, and I am out there shoveling.
Okay.
And I see something that's horrifying to me. I see
a reflection of.
Stop.
Oh, sorry. I'm just trying really hard.
My shadow, and it's very high. What happened? No. It's, I see the footprints of deer across what? My driveway, up okay, first by off, the house.
Iowa boy. How do you know that's a deer? You're not that. You're not.
Well, what else would it be?
They probably it's a dog. You're you.
It's a hoof.
You are the.
It's a hoof.
Say it again.
A hoof.
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 Yeah. Okay.
What's on top of your house?
Roof.
A roof.
It's a hoof. Okay. Because they're a reindeer.
But I know it's not a dog. I know it's not a dog. Because it's like. It
yeah,
does,
but I honestly don't think you're. The.
It's Prancer.
You know
or
that
something.
I love you, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's less outdoorsy than you.
No, but he. Mm-mm. He's from Iowa, mm-mm, where there's a lot of just free roam deer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think it is? What else has
chupacabra? okay. It's something. There's no. You live. I have friends who live in Parker in like Pradera, mm-hmm, the Pinery.
Okay. Yeah.
Where there's little. I don't know, mountains, foothills.
Yes.
You don't live in that part.
But I'm close to it.
And so you're saying in this theory. The deer have crossed 470 Parker Road, like some of the major thoroughfares, just to hoof it up your stupid driveway. That's what you're saying.
I've seen deers in like Littleton, and that's kind of weird.
Near like a wide open space.
No.
Bull. Like near Green Mountain, whatever.
No, I'm saying Wadsworth and Bellevue. There have been deers.
Isn't King Carl kind of by there?
No.
Then what the hell would the deer be doing?
I don't know.
There?
What are they doing at T-Hack's house?
They're I'm not at T-Hack's house. It was like a kid with a peg leg.
Well, either way, he's walking in my driveway.
Okay, right. So you're mad?
I'm terrified because it's like, oh, the deer. I have been very vocal. I don't like deer
and
at
they
all.
Know it.
And they definitely
they
know it.
They clearly know it, and yep, they're sending you a message. Yep.
I get lots of letters with just a hoof stamp on it.
Hoof.
Hoof. But so now I'm realizing these deer, I never see them during the day, especially at like at my house. I don't see them in the, they're not in the driveway. Obviously. When I get home from work, yeah, or anything.
Okay. Right.
But
just
now,
like waiting for you to get out of the car.
Exactly.
There he is.
Isn't that like from Family Guy?
What? A deer waiting for him? He's got a yeah, beef with a deer or something?
Yeah, he's hunting and he doesn't take the shot and he turns around and there's a bunch of deer there ready to jump him. There's a scene. Which I am scared of. Cause I'm,
okay. Right,
but I'm just saying now I realize there's deer at night. They congregate. There's something going on. They're at my house and they're like, you follow the tracks.
Can I just,
they're coming up to the, almost to the front door. Uh-huh. Not enough for the camera. They uh-huh, don't come to the door, but they're letting me know they're there.
So this is like you gave me this false hope that your marriage is falling apart or your kids are bad.
You made that leap. I said I feel trapped. I said I
yes,
feel like I'm being taunted.
Yes.
Like, the deer.
Well,
they're mocking me from outside.
You okay?
I thought it was going to be about his marriage too.
I mean, right?
That's why I was
this
like,
is
oh,
the
you're
most
happy,
disappointing thing in the world. Bambi stomps by your house and we're wasting people's valuable time.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.